Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We try as hard as we can to figure out what the discussions with Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu were all about. What is said, what is not said. There was no remake afterwards. What is it that we know? Well, Lieutenant Colonel Ayar Dror, he is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Is there a sense that there was a lot that hasn't been said about this meeting?
So, Boker Tov, good morning. Great to be with you again. Basically, I prefer that it will not be said. You know, in my world, when you are not saying and doing, it's much better than you are not doing and saying. So I do believe that the strategic issues hasn't been said yet, because, you know, there isn't like a peace agreement, for example, between Israel and Syria. However, you can understand that those kinds of talks are probably taking us to the next stage. So it's better that they are talking. I'm sure that they have been talking about Iran. I'm sure that they have, for example, coordinated the policy against Iran if, for example, it will be shown that Iran is still trying to have a nuclear. I'm sure that it has been talked about Israel and Syria. I wrote an article about that on the Jerusalem Post yesterday, because I do believe that there is an opportunity, and I do believe that it is go with the interests of the both leaders. And I'm almost sure that they have been talking about Gaza. This is something that already has been published, that one of the purposes of the goal of this ride is to talk about Gaza. Here, the understanding that there isn't any statement might give us a clue that we are on the way to the deal, and nobody want to destroy it. In recent occasions, when you have been talked about it, okay, we are now coming to have a deal, Hamas said, okay, the Israelis accept our terms, so we can make it even harder. So I prefer personally not to talk, to close everything, and then after it happened, go and announce.
Right. We've had deals with Hamas before, 2009, 2014, even in 2023. What lessons do you think we need to learn from any ceasefire agreement with Hamas?
Unfortunately, that they have the time that we do not have it. They have the time. Why? Because they do not care about the civilians of Gaza. They do not care about losses. They are fighting now, not like a groups of like an army like it was before, like battalions, and they are fighting as a guerrilla warfare. From their point of view, if Gaza has been destroyed, so Gaza been destroyed, it's the tax or it's the payment that they should pay for destroying Israel. Their way of thought is way, way different from us. Unfortunately, we do not have the time. The hostages do not. They are waiting to see the discussions in Israel about the losses of our soldiers. So they have the time, which we do not. What we do not have, which guide me to the understanding that we need to finish it as quickly as you can. When I'm talking about finishing, I'm not talking about taking off Hamas regime. In my opinion, the most important issue is bringing back the hostages and then to go and treat Hamas. I don't understand. I don't know if it can go together, because from their point of view, well, they want to survive. They do not care about the civilians. They see the pressure, the huge pressure on the state of Israel. It's part of their ideology. Let Israel be pressured by the world. Let Israel be condemned by the world. It goes with their ideology, with their missions.
So are there lines that won't have been crossed in terms of the ceasefire deal? And if so, what are they? What do you think those red lines are for Netanyahu?
So again, you do not understand completely, because we are all do not understand completely what Guy Netanyahu. I understand the meaning of taking out Hamas from its control. However, like I said before, as an Israeli, as a person that serves so many days in the reserve, we want to see the Israelis at home. Even we will have to accept to get some of the terms of Hamas, some, not all. And why I do, I'm so sure about that, because Hamas, even if Israel will sign a ceasefire agreement or end of the war like Hamas wishes, I remind you, it will be the same model like in Lebanon. What does it mean? Israel will take all the 50 hostages that left, and it will not be a war. However, Hamas is not going to rule Gaza in a democracy way or in a Western way. It means that it will continue, and we saw it after 2014. We will see that Hamas is using all the infrastructures that entering Gaza in order to rebuild Gaza to build his tunnel. It will give Israel the ability to attack Hamas again. It means that it is an endless war. Anyone who thinks that it can be the end of the war simply do not understand it. However, when you will enter again the war, it will be like Hezbollah. We are taking them. We don't have the hostages there. We cannot take them. And we can also think about an international plan to replace it. This is what still we do not have in the issues of Gaza. We don't have an international or a political plan for Gaza. Mean giving an alternative to the Hamas regime. This is how I understand it. So the mission is to bring back the hostages, then to destroy Hamas. It will not work, I think, on the opposite.
So should this have been done a while back then? Should this have been done 6 months or even a year ago?
Yeah, I totally agree. Again, my perspective about the war with Hamas, again, I'm not a person that will say Hamas will become a Zionist. I do not think that it will be ever peace with the people of Gaza. However, I understand, because I know that they are there and their wish is to destroy the state of Israel, they will continue to wish it in a year, even if we will have like a ceasefire agreement. So learning the lessons of what happened after October 7th in all the other fronts, which means that I can sign with you an agreement. However, if I see you that you are trying to build your force against me, I will attack you. This is exactly what happened in Lebanon. Just yesterday, we heard from my house huge bombs all over Lebanon because the IDF destroyed some Hezbollah infrastructure. Although I remind you, we have 8 month ceasefire. It's the same with Hamas. It's ongoing war. So sign the agreement now. You could have signed it 6 months ago, a year ago. Take out the hostages, take out the Israelis there, and then continue the war. The world will not be able to say to you, do not do that, if you will provide the intelligence that Hamas is continue to build this power in order to destroy the state of Israel. Again, this is a legitimate claim. I just spoke, I want to share how in a minute.
Sure.
There is a Pakistani guy coming and visited Israel with the delegations of Imam, Muslims.
Yes,
people.
I saw that. Amazing.
He's Noor Dahari, close friend. He just spoke with me. He said, you know, I was talking yesterday until very late in the morning, and then I went to sleep in my hotel, and I woke up at 4 a.m. from the bombing of the Houthis missile. If it would have been in the UK, in a minute the government would have been fallen. So Israel is no different from any other country. When Hamas is shooting, you need to attack it. This is why I claim that anything that you will sign with Hamas will not handle more than a week, because Hamas will continue to build its power. We have to understand that.
Do that all. And what their agenda is. Lieutenant Colonel Ayar Dror, thank you as always. He is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. Your reaction, 061-895-1019.